This orange smoke is due to the use of toxic chlorine gas and the explosive devices set on the road by ISIL militants. The Security Council of Kurdistan Regional Government announced that it sent samples of clothing and soil from the site of a January 23rd attack in North Iraq to an EU-certified laboratory. The examination discovered the chlorine traces in the samples. Peshmerga said that its forces had symptoms of nausea, vomiting and weakness after the blast took place.
We have to participate with the Iraqi forces and volunteers to liberate the land and flush ISIL out of our territory. This inhumane group killed citizens and destroyed our province. We have to be part of the battle. All Iraqis have to be united together.
Signs of chlorine were witnessed in Tikrit around 6 months ago, and plumes of orange smoke were also witnessed across Iraq.
We do not differentiate between Sunnis and Shias. Sunni tribesmen are fighting with us in this battle. We entered Sunni areas and we were welcomed by the people. There is an important cooperation between the forces fighting the ISIL and the citizens of the province. It's making it easier for us to fight the terrorist group.
Chlorine, an industrial chemical, could suffocate its victims to death when used as a weapon. According to the 1997 Chemical Weapons Convention, its use is banned. Foreign-backed militants fighting the Syrian government had previously used toxic gas and chemicals in Syria as well. Toxic chemicals have become a new weapon for the terrorist group. This new breach of international conventions adds to the huge number of atrocities committed by the terrorists. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Baghdad.